of Teshuvah, still going to start off with B'Sinya and the Talmud Torah. In the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's kailah also the mitzvah of teaching the son Torah. Talmud Torah, the Brisa says in Kedushin, Achav Tesmah, Alach Abchayv Lamed Spnei Torah. A father is mechuyiv to teach a son Torah. This is a pasuk in the pasuk Vishnatim of Anecha, and another pasuk states, Only Maratim Mesomas Benechem. The Gemara dashes in Maratim Mesomas Benechem, Beloy Benesechem. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only to teach your son's Torah, not Bnei Sechem, not your daughter's Torah. There's no mitzvah to teach your daughter's Torah. Okay, the Gemara says, "Kol Mamas Bidei Torah, Ki Mamam No Tiflis." And the Gemara dashes from there that Bechal Nashim Apotah from Talmud Torah. The same pasuk, Bnei Sechem, Bnei Sechem, Midash Nashim Apotah from Talmud Torah. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Yates clapped, "What's the halacha with a tumtum and androgynous?" A tumtum, we know, is an androgynous, a suffix zach, a suffix nekeva. A tumtum is someone who has his simonim hidden. You can't see the simonim zachris, the simonim nekevis. And an androgynous has both simonim, has a simon of a zach and a simon of a nekeva. I once heard from Pesach Kron, the famous moyel, that he was called down to do a bris on an androgynous. Taka happened, Nachman Salon. And he said, we learned the sugyas, but he says, you can't imagine the tzah of such a thing happening. And Lemaisa, they called him as someone with a lot of experience, but he said, this he has no experience in, this he has no shimishin, and he walked away from it, he could not do it. We asked him, Lemaisa, what happened? He doesn't know, but he did see it one time. In Shas, you have many places with androgynists. In Sechti Bikurim, there's a whole perik. The last perik of Sechti Bikurim is the halachas of an androgynist. It's brises. It's Sechti Bikurim is three parak of Mishnayis, and at the end of the Sechti, you have one perik of brises, like perik of Yavis. You have five parak of Mishnayis, then one perik of brises. There also. But Akoponim, a tumtum androgynist is basically a suffix zach, a suffix nekeba. So the Mechus Chinuch zach, there's a chere poshet. Like in all mitzvahs, they're mechuyev to machmir both ways, like a zacher and a keva. So when it comes to mitzvahs, they have to put on tefillin, the machmir like a zacher, they have to learn Torah also. The mechuyev and Talmud Torah, in terms of androgynous, mesafik, they have to learn Torah. And zok the Menachas Chinuch, the father of a terms of androgynous, we have to teach that child Torah, mesafik. Even though if it's in a keva, you're potter, but it's a safik zacher, you'll be chayev. But then the Menachas Chinuch says, there's one more halach in Talmud Torah, on Lubanoi. That if a father cannot teach his son Torah for whatever reason, he doesn't have time or he doesn't know how to learn, he's mechuyev to be soicha malamed, the Gemara says. The Gemara says mechuyev to go pay somebody, pay tuition, go pay somebody to teach his son Torah. It's a chiyev. But Zok the Mechas Chinuch, on this case, it's a suffix, a tumtum androgynous, the Mechas Chinuch would be potter. Because a moitz mechveil on veraya. This already would be a suffix in any moment, if you're mechuyev to go spend money. I'm paying a malamed. The Mechas Chinuch, that would be, like all the nimamines, if you're not sure if you're chayv or not, you don't have to pay. That's the Mechas Chinuch. The effect of Shach HaKash in the Yeren Abayezi, he says, what's the tzushtal? He says, the whole Indian of Mechas doesn't pass over here. Mechas is on the nimamines, not on mitzvahs. On mitzvahs, such a thing as mitzvahs that cost money. Mitzvahs have an expense. The Torah's mechav you in matzah, you have to go buy matzah. The Torah's mechav you in lulav, you have to go buy a lulav. The Torah's mechav you in tefillin, if the only way to make tefillin is to buy tefillin, you have to buy tefillin. Hamitzvah mechav on avraya is by a moshul, we have a dinu d'varim between two people. And there's a suffix if you amazik him, there's a suffix if you ganver from him, suffix if you made a halva, if you paid him back yet or not. On these things, we say hamitzvah mechav on avraya. And the reason is because we say uki b'moni achas kasei. The moment the person who's mochzik in the money, he's mochzik. And b'emes is more of a svara to it also. Because it's like b'emes is suffix a shokol. If I'm not sure if I owe somebody $100, it works both ways. I mean, if I don't pay him and I taka owe him, he loses the $100. But if I do pay him and I don't owe him, then I lose the $100. So why should I lose more than him? We're both not sure. It's possible you're going to lose, possible I'm going to lose. So if we're both not sure, it's not, we say, uki money echas kasei, it's a shukh sheva tasa.
It's not on the cover that keep the basin.
Now there's
the basin, it's even more than
echas. Yeah, it's more than that. Oh, by suffix and mitzvahs, even when it costs you money, yizuch mechiv in a suffix mitzvah to spend money. Let's say Pesach night, a person's not sure if he was mekayim mitzvah matzah yet or not. And the only way he could be mekayim is to go next door to the matzah bakery and buy matzahs. And even by the Seder, the guy says, listen, you got to pay me for it. If I'm going to go give out free Pesach night, then no one's going to buy before Pesach. Everyone's going to come to Pesach night. So you have to pay for it. If you're mesupik, you have to go pay. Just because it has an expense, you don't say a mesupik. The same thing over here. Because the reason is because there's no dinner dvar between you and the matzah bakery. Over there, it's a suffik mitzvah, it's lechumah, you have to
there's
do it.
There's nobody who's mourning also, there's nobody who's... it's not like pidyon aveirah when it comes over to you and says...
We're going to talk about this soon. But akapanim, by all mitzvahs, just... Again, there's a chayv moment, and then there's a mitzvah that has a soyus. There's a mitzvah that costs money. A chayv moment, you could say, masafik, you don't have to pay, because a mitzvah of aveirah, I should take a chance of losing more than you getting a chance of losing. A mitzvah of aveirah, by a suffix mitzvah, if it's a suffix derives from chum, you have to do it, and you have to go spend the money, the same way you spend money on mitzvahs. The same thing over here, you're not having a dinu dvarim with the malamed, with the rebbe, you're having you're using him to even kind of mitzvahs, like the matzah bakery, or the guy selling the lovim, that's all the malamed is. So how could the mechaz chanach say on this, a mitzvah mechaz chanach raya, as a effect of shach. And he says, if you look at mechaz chanach, this is a mitzvah tough for your test, but if you look back at mitzvah chav gimel, he says, the Mechaz Chanach himself says such a svar in a different Indian. I didn't have a chance to see it yet. But he says himself says such a svar. But he says it's a panel over here by Talmud Torah. He should say such a svar that by Tunzer and Dragon, it should be part of it because of Mitzvah Mechaz Chanach. So it was a shver Mechaz Chanach. So I was thinking, and like Shom was trying to say, maybe except shot like this. We find in the Torah two other mitzvahs. We find a mitzvah of Matan Saniyim. And there's a sugi in Chul and the Kuslam Adalad, and the Ran in the Dharm of Zion. Amanov speaks about this also. He explains that when you have a suffik matnas aniyim, it goes with the gedorim of chesh mishpat. We say a meisim mechon v'ray. If you have a suffik leket coming up to shuos, we all know the it's a pesuk in the Torah, but it's also the meisim rus. A rus went to take leket if a person is being kais his field, is picking his field, that he drops one or two shibaylis of chitim, he has to leave it for the aniyim. But the Gemara says that's only if you drop it while you're being kaitza. If it fell off before you ever came, the wind blew it down before the ksir, that belongs to the owner. You don't have to leave that for the niyam. So what about the suffix? Is the suffix if these shibonosin, if they fell down before the ksir and it belongs to the owner, or if it fell down after the ksir and it belongs to the ani? So the Gemara says, we say that the owner can keep it because it's a suffix, like a suffix moment. Same thing, the Gemara says suffix shikha, suffix peya. One of the cases of suffix peya is if you say yad peya, famous sugi nedarim. You say the way you have you dying by nedarim, do you say you dying by peya? We find another thing we find by Malas Kuhuna also. The Mishnah says in Bechayrus there's a lot of sugis. If you have a suffix of pidyon ben, if an amashu achmon salon, if din is of a baby, if a woman's mapel within 30 days, there's no chiyah pidyon ben. If it's after 30 days, already it was chal chiyah pidyon ben, you owe the kohen the money. You have to give pidyon ben. What about the 30th day itself? The Mishnah says it's a suffix, and hamaytzim mechvein l'varaya. We find by other matnas kuhuna, whenever there's a suffix, we say hamaytzim mechvein l'varaya. So these mitzvahs l'chayra are not really chashimish with the gedin. The mitzvahs of matnas aniyim, all the matanas we give to aniyim, and matnas kuhuna that we give to the kohen or to the levi, these are not chashimish, but these are lachas on yeredeya. These are mitzvahs. And these mitzvahs have nothing, the person had no magamasa with the kohen or the ani. It could be a person who never met an ani in his life. He never saw a kohen in his life. But when he has these mitzvahs, pidyon ben, he has to go find a kohen and do the mitzvah pidyon ben. When he has the matnas aniyim, he has to find an ani and give them the ma'aseh ani and give them the matnas aniyim. And still, the Gemara says that if it's a suffix, the din is ha'amaytzi mechavein l'varaya. What's pshat? Achir, these should be a suffix mitzvah. Suffix mitzvah is a chumra. What do we say by these mitzvahs, ha'amaytzi mechavein l'varaya? So I think what you see from this halacha is, you see a chiddush, that when the Torah gave a mitzvah between Bein Adam and Malkam, the Mashal, then you don't say Mitzvah Mechon V'raya. Mitzvah Mechon V'raya, like take a look of it between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. To eat matzahs between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. So even though it costs money, that's, we get a mitzvah, it doesn't pass over the Mitzvah Mechon V'raya. But once the Torah made a mitzvah between you and somebody else, even though there's no siba of mammon, there's no reason I owe that ani money. There's no reason I owe the kohen money. There's nothing, no reason. It's just the Torah put on me a chayv. The Torah made it in the gedah of a chayv lechay shemishpat. That's the chayv what we see over here. The Torah made the gedah of pidyon ben and all matnas kahuna and all matnas aniyim. It made it like a gedah of chay shemishpat, and it works with the gedah of chay shemishpat. If there's any suffik, hamaytzi mechavein l'varaya. So think, maybe you can say such a chiddush here also. By the halacha that you mechuyv teach your son Torah, and if you can't do it yourself, you mechuyv to pay money. Maybe that's between you and somebody else. It's between you and your son. It could be it together also works with chashmish v'gedarim that the Torah made in you a chayv. You owe this boy. You made in you a chayv. As every matnas kun matnas nim, you owe him to pay his malamed to teach him Torah. And the meiling is any suffik with takabi hamaisi mechvel nevraya. And that would be what the mechazon is saying. So it's chesham mishum. It's chesham mishum dechan also. It's not between you and the malamed. It's between you and your son. The Torah made a chayv on you. The malamed is the matz bakery. So it's maybe the matz bakery. He's the what? No, are you mechuyif to hire the malamed? You mechuyif to be seichel malam. That's what the mechazchinuch is saying. That by a tumtum and joyginess, if it's a suffik, meisim chum raya. You think it's one mistake to say that the zecha mitzvah and it doesn't pass. Mechazchinuch says, and maybe when you think about it, why should it be so different than matnas kuna? You know, whenever Torah made a chiv between you and someone else, it's the Torah made a chiv moment.
So who's the someone else?
The child. Yeah.
The child is you because Bashi was said.
Actually, if you think about it, if you look at it this way,
so
it
gave them
but the Torah put on you a chay.
It's not either you or a child. The child is on you.
Pinyan ben is no chay. The pinyan ben, the kohen has no chiyev here. The kohen has no chiyev, but the Torah put on you a chay moment to give to the kohen. The matnas neem, the only has no chiyev. The Torah put on you a chay moment.
And it's more shaved. That's the part. I mean, those things too many people say.
Okay, but these all go with the
Gedar.
Okay, if you want to take this even weiter, I was thinking it would come out. I was thinking of one more case. If this is true, this is a little bit of a stretch, but it'll be menagei mila also. Meaning there's also a chiyuv between a father and somebody else's son. The hav chayav lomos b'nai to mal son. So if it's a bad chiyuv, meaning and if he cannot mal, the Torah put on a chiyuv to go pay. You mechiyuv to pay a moil to mal. You mechiyuv to make sure that the kid is gemal. You know, even though it costs you money, you mechiyuv to pay a moil. It is a bad chiyuv meaning, and then zich you have to pay. But if to be a safek chiyuv meaning, the way we're saying, then you would be potter. What's the case of safek chiyuv meaning? I was thinking if you have a safek tzitzin makminas amila. After the bris, and someone checks the kid, and he sees tzitzin. That sometimes the Gemara talks about the little skin left on the kid. There's some tzitzin which is not ma'akiv. It's a hida, and you know, we know there's a famous shagan achreinim, the beslevi, the piyitzchok. If there's Indian to do the hida later on to be mahada after the bris and fix the tzitzin. That during the bris for sure you do it mahuda shagans after the bris. But then there's tzitzin which are ma'akiv, the mina tzitzin which are mamish ma'akiv yizichav. So what if you have tzitzin which is a suffik ma'akiv, suffik not ma'akiv? According to this, the father would not be mechiv to spend money. You come to the father, Bezna cannot be mechiv him to spend money on the suffix, smak and saming, it will become a din of a mitzvah and chavaraya. It will be a big chiddush.
It's not a big difference over here. It starts off with that, you can do it yourself. If you can't, then you have to pay.
That's right. It'll come out. Is what them says that this mechaschinuch's case of that the father on the tumtum adjagin is mechaschinuch says you mechuyif to teach matayim masafik, but when it comes to paying a malamed that you part of mismachivin raya. So it'll come out. It's like half and half. You the mechaschinuch is mashma that the part of teaching him to that's a mitzvah shabagufay. That's as a vade achiev, and therefore if it's a safik, you safik the rice chumma. But the part where you mechuyif to pay money. It's only half of it is moment. It's like this. No, it starts, right. It starts with a chiv a guf, and then, but if you can't, the Torah put on you a chiv moment. As I man's going. That's what he's saying. Another Indian I want to speak about was how vite is the chiv lamed as benay Torah, some Torah. So the Gemara in Kedushin, the flamed, comes out, the maskana. That the ikka chiyav of a father teach a son is really tershav iksav, not tershav al peh. The Gemara says, kizvungum ben don, v'lo kizvungum ben don. The Gemara says, a maisi, there's someone in the Zman of the Gemara, zvungum ben don, who taught his son kur terakula, but the Gemara says you're not mechiyav to do that. The ikka chiyav is to teach him tershav iksav. The Shulchan Aruch says a little bit differently. Shulchan Aruch says in Yerdeya, Sim Reish Ben Heisevav, chayav lamdoi b'scha, you're mechiyav even to spend money on a son. Ad shiyikre teir shabiksav kula. Till you teach him the entire teir shabiksav. Ve'ini chayav lami b'scha mishna gemara. But you're not mechiyav to spend money on a son to teach him mishna yisna gemara. Ve'hani mingi lo yefsha. And this is only the mishra is this. This is if you can't afford it. The chik le'shaita. He can't afford it. Avlim efsha le'y. But if he has the money, mitzvah v'ngakmuri mishna gemara halach svagada. Vagadais. You're mechiyav to teach him everything. Mishna yisna gemara halacha and agadis. So the Chayyus Halacha is that on Torah Shabbat Ksav, there's no such thing as saying the person's ani, he has no money. If a person has no money, mechuyv to do whatever it takes, push a knock on people's doors and become a beggar and collect money to teach his son Torah Shabbat Ksav. That's the bare minimum. That you have to do. There's no such thing as a het of an ani. Het of an ani is if benegia mishnayis a gemara. Once you reach mishnayis a gemara, a person is not mechuyv to go knock on doors. Machsel psochem for that. But if he has money, then the Shulchan Aruch does say he's mechuyv to spend money and teach mishnayis a gemara. V'shtei tzach dizan yonim is chacham enim v'reishay, and on this you can zich hazeh kol ma b'har zeh meshubach, poshut to sopan agam hazeh, agam haba, a person will teach his son as much Torah as he can. But again, it seems the ikka chiyiv is Torah Shabbat Ksav. The Shach says on this piece of Shulchan Aruch, when Machaba says mechuyv to teach Torah Shabbat Ksav, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is as she yikka Torah Shabbat Ksav kula. The Shach is medayeh that the mashma who didn't call Tanakh. So what about Tanakh? It's mashma that's included. You mechuyv to teach a kid, you taught in the Neviim Ksuvim also. And the Shach is a kasha on Minhag HaOlam. Even in the days of the Shach, we weren't so makbar and teaching a kid against Tanakh. What happened to that? That seems to be a chiyuv gomer. So the Shach wants to say, I'll be the Vusta Gemara, the end of the first Pekadush, the Gemara says, Leilam Yashlish Odom Shneisav, Shlish Mikah, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish Gemara. A person should divide up his time and learn. A third of his time should be devoted to Chumash, to Tanakh, and a third of his time to Mishnais, a third of his time Gemara. And Tosis is the kasha already, we didn't do that. Maybe we spend a little time on Chumash every week, we spend a little time on Mishnayis, but most of our time is Gemara. What's Pshat? Why aren't we Mekayim this halacha? So Tosis and the other Yishenim say, I'll be the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that why is it called Tama Bavli? Because our Gemara is balu with everything, is mixed up, it includes Chumash, Mishnayis, and Gemara. So when we learn our Gemara, Tama Bavli, that's already Yitzhadat, Chumash, Mishnayis, and Gemara all in one. That's what the Shanim say. Tosis says it. And the main of the Shach wants to say Benegid this halacha also. When the Chiyuv teaches on Torah, we already the minig is we pay for Malam to teach our children Haskalas Gemara, and that's we yitz with that. I had a shigul diik in the Loshon of the Chinuch, the end of Mitzvah Taf Yates, where he talks about, he writes this halacha that the father is mechuyav to teach his son Torah Shabbat Ksav. The chinuch lashon is ad sheyeda likreis b'sefer Torah v'yevin perish aksuvim kapashtan. You have to teach your son until he knows how to read in the sefer Torah and he can understand the pashut pshat and the psukim. So to me, it sounds like the chinuch is saying shtukel chiddush, and Bemis might even be meduik in the Shulchan Aruch also that you don't actually have to teach the boy the entire chumash. You just have to teach him till he's able to learn himself. Ad sheyeda likreis, so he knows how to read. If you teach him to that point, and now he can go right then, go and learn himself the rest of the Chumash, you don't have to actually teach him the entire Chumash, the entire Tanakh inside. Just teach him enough that he's able to make a lane, he's able to learn Chumash on his own. That's what's mashma to me. Maybe in Shulchan Aruch also. Shulchan Aruch's lashon again was, Adhechen chayav lamad es benoi toyer, I'm sorry, chayav lamad b'schad she yikre toyer she b'ksav kum, until he reads. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, you can read it both ways. That he's able to read, or he actually learned with him the entire Chumash. But the Chinuch is a little more mashma to me that the Chiv is just to teach him till he's able to learn himself. Once he's at that point, he's able to learn himself, you yaitze. He'd have to be able to learn even the hardest psukim in Tanakh, not just the easy ones, mamish, the hardest pasuk also. Does this include knowing pshat in every pasuk al pi tosha bal peh? Yes. It's not enough to teach a child tosha b'ksav, just the words. Without explaining to him the way Chazda. I don't know. It means maybe not so tief, maybe not Alamdasin of the Pashup Shat. You have to read the words. Al pi Chazal. Most of Rashi is based on Pshat and Pshutim. My other shayla was today that we have so many Sifri Ezra. We have so many Svarim that help. There's an art scroll. There's Rashi Kapshuta. All these Svarim. Is it enough to teach a kid that he reaches the Madriga that now he's able to learn Chumash himself with these other Svarim? Or do you have to teach him that, no, that he could go straight to the Sefer Torah and learn the Chumash? It's not easy if you just have to get him to the point that he's able to now listen to a tape or take out these Svarim that help today. Mistam, that would be enough. Maybe you have to buy him this Svarim also. Maybe, you know, it's not, you know, if you buy him instead of Oscar, buy him instead of Rashi Kipshuta, all these nice Svarim.
That's why I think so.
As I said, and plus teach him that he's able to reach the point where he's able to go by it himself. That would be the shit.
Muhammad gives him that to make sure he learns. ones also, so then you don't have that.
Well, it has to be a Yigishim point that he's self-motivated, make him, teach him to be self-motivated. B'Sumas also. The Shulchan Aruch Rav at the end of your day has a famous kunter, Hilchos Tam Torah. He's very mayach in Hilchos Tam Torah. He has a kasha over there. There's a famous Gemara in Kedushin, the Chav Tesvim Beis. The Gemara says, "Who lumid or b'nai lumid? If a person wants to learn, then he has a son that wants to learn also." And the Gemara is talking about they need panasa. So one of them has to go to work. But if one of them goes to work, then already he'll make panasa for both. So who should go to work? Should the father go to work and support the son, or should the son go to work and support the father? So the Gemara says, "In b'nai zaris v'tuudim skambiyo de b'nai kaidmai." The Gemara says also, if the son is a bigger balkishin and he'll steiger is more, then you go to work and let him learn. And if the father's a big balkishin, the father will be a bigger tamachachim, let the son go to work and support the father. That's the Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that this Gemara is mashma that it's talking about where they're up to Gemara already. It's not Mstab, it's talking about Tosha B'Ksav. So over there it's saying, even when you're up to Gemara, if your son is able to steiger is more, you should go to work and support him. If the Ikka Chiv is only Torah Shabbat Ksav, and Torah Shabbat is not really a Chiv, so why would you give up your Chiv Deraisa of learning Gemara for your son? Just because if everything's equal, our Chiv is equal, you pick the one that could Shtai Gais more, that would be a big Nawacham. But if your Chiv is only Torah Shabbat Ksav, you have no Chiv teach him Torah Shabbat, why would you be mad for your Chiv Deraisa for his Chiv? As I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I don't have the kasha so klar really, because it seems the Shulchan Aruch also says that if you have money, you're mechuyev to teach him Torah Shabbat also. The Gedorim here a little bit shved. There's a shtuk aruch a Shulchan over there in your day, a simon reish from hey, sif gimel, dalen, and hey, that talks about this. He has kashas on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he has his own derech, which is not clear to me. It's in your mesubach, so it's a shved to me, but if you want, you can look at it.
It's a sovik who's smaller, so each one has a mitzvah there, right?
Okay, very good. Okay, I want to speak about another Indian, covered Yom Tov, Hilchos Yom Tov. Not Halacha L'Maaseh. Nothing we learn over here is Halacha L'Maaseh, although everyone realizes that when we're talking and learning Halacha L'Maaseh, you could go by it to yourself. But there's a Alta Shaila going back for hundreds of years already about smoking on Yom Tov, smoking cigarettes on Yom Tov. There's famous Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos stuff on the Testament Beis. The person we talk about if it's Shavu Chol Nefesh. Because even Melachos Echol Nefesh has to be Devar Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. But we're not going to go into that now. I just want to talk about a different shaila about cigarettes and smoking. On a lot of cigarettes, used to be, I think, more common. Maybe now they make it higher up. But they used to write the company name on the cigarette. I think they still do. They write like Marlboro or Kent or Parliament on the cigarette. And when you smoke, you burn those letters. So is that Meichik? One of the Lamatas Melachos on Shabbos and Yom Tov is Mechika. You're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to erase, you're not allowed to erase words. So if you smoke and you burn those letters on the cigarette, L'chari you're over the Melacha of Mechika, of being Meichik. And Meichik is not one of the Melachos Echa Nefesh. You're not allowed to be Meichik. That's one of the Melachos that's us in Yom Tov. So the Kitz Shulchan Aruch Taka Asses, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch in Simet Tzadaches Sif Lama Beis, he says, "U'b'inyin ishin cigarius." About smoking cigarettes, im ksuvim al niya oisius b'ksavi b'tfus. If it's written on the paper of the cigarette, the letters in handwriting or in print, who suffer and he burns it, ikagam misa machika. Yeva the isa machika. And he writes, I am prima godim, because of prima godim that says this. So I want to see the prima godim inside. It's in Archaim Simon Tavkuf Yud Aleph on the Taz Sifkat and Beis. And Bemis prima godim doesn't talk about these kind of cigarettes. He talks about something they used to have called Shtiyas Titon. I think it's like if anyone saw the Rabbi Shahukas, it's like a liquid thing that they inhale vapors. But he talks about it seems they used to put tobacco in it also, and the tobacco comes in packages, and the Prima Godim talks about that Shaila, and he says Ulakroya about to rip open that package. Niyasha Kosabir sees to rip open the package and you're gonna rip the letters, there were words on the package. Yesh lasadavi mechik mudabonan. That's also because of Meichik. Demis is not only by the shaying of smoking, this is the shaying of always opening. People are careful, like we have outside the little Splendor packs. People try not to rip the words, so in any packages when you open it, not to rip the words. The Prima Godim says, that'll be Mechika Midarbanan. Why is only Darbanan? The Teretz is because it's not Meichik Amanas Lichtayv. Midaraisa, the Mishnah says in Shabbos Dafayin Gimel, that the Moloch Daraisa of Meichik is Meichik Amanas Lichtayv, that you erase in order to be able to write. But Meichik, not Amanas Lichtayv, just erasing, that's also Midarbanan. So over here, where you rip the words and you destroy the words, that'll be meichik midabonan. As I state in the Pima Godim. And the kids Shulchan Aruch is obviously comparing that to burning the paper. The same, just like when you rip the paper with the words, that's meichik. The same thing, if you burn the paper with the words, that'll be meichik. Which is a good sushta. But there's a famous asameach in Pechach Gimel Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Beis where he says a different svar. The asameach starts with a sugi in Shabbos. Daf Kuch Beis and Beis. We have a famous machlokes amoroyim. It's yesh binyan v'stir bekelim. We know the two of the malachas of Lamtes malachas and Shabbos and Yom Tov is boina and seisa. It's building and destroying. Pasha boina v'seisa means on a house, building a house or knocking down a house or anything with an oil. But the Gemara declares, what about bekelim? Okay, is there malachas binyan and malachas stir on kelim? By kelim, of course, you have a shayla. You have a malach of makor patish by kelim, but there's also shayla if there's binyan v'stir by kelim. So the Goyis Maimon is on the Rambam. He's a bissel ma'arich, and he brings a lot of rayas that we pass in a halacha the aim binyan v'stir by kelim. There's no malacha binyan v'stir by kelim. One of his rayas is because there's a famous gemara in Shabbos that Chav Chesam and Beis. The gemara says masikim by kelim ve'im masikim b'shevi kelim. The gemara says that on Yom Tov we are not to have a fire and you're not to air to a fire. And you're not to throw firewood in a fire. The Gemara says you're not to throw kelim into a fire. If you want to keep the fire burning, you can throw a keli, like a wooden bowl or something, right into the fire. Beim masik m'shevei kelim, but you should not throw broken keli. And the Gemara explains that the Braisa means the keli broke on Yom Tov. If the keli broke on Yom Tov, that's muksa. That's no, you're not those shvarim, and you cannot use those shvarim to burn on as firewood. But keli is not muksa, so keli you could burn on Yom Tov. In fact, the Agos Maimon is, he says, "Ain't stir gedel masaka." There's no bigger stira than burning a keli. If you're going to burn a keli, vaystois that the we paskin ain't stir bekelim. There's no malcha stir bekelim. That's the Agos Maimon is. In fact, the Sameach, and this Agos Maimon is, in fact, the Sameach that would not be stira. When you burn something and you make it destroy completely, mavar it from this world that's not here anymore, that's not stir. Stir of a keli would be where you break something and there's broken pieces left. But that's the demolition. Right? That would be steer. But to make something just not exist anymore, that's not steer. As a fact, mainly he says, the Asumir says, maybe really there is a malach of steer bekelim. And the reason why masikim bekelim is because you burn it completely and it's not here at all. I was thinking, I don't think the Asumir would say this chiddush when it came to a house. Let's say somebody had an old shack and he wants to build a new house and he wants to do soy some as live nice. He wants to destroy the shack to build up a whole new house, and he burns it down to the ground. The Asamech would say that's also not steer. L'chayr that the Asamech would be moida that is steer, because that's say someone else live nice, because that you're tuing off something with the steer. You're tuing off that the kaka now is left. The kaka was there, I realized, before the house, but when you burn down this house, it's not just that you made the house not here, but you made a place which is amanas live nice. I think his svar is more just by kelim. By kelim, where there's nothing left, it's not like you prepared a mock and pony in the kaka to build. By kelim, that's what he's saying, the steer of kelim has to be where you break it at these pieces. But if you make it disappear entirely, that's not steer. And the Sumerich was being right to that, he says, in Lushan, the Harei, if a person would take a Sefer, let me find a Lushan, Harei, Kamavi Sefer, Im Nem, Adachem Shemoichik, a person would take a Sefer and burn the book, would you say that's Moichik? He says, there's also a host with other poshet that if you burn a paper and you burn and the words are gone and the whole paper is gone, that's not moichik. His svar is, moichik is when you erase the letters from the paper. When you burn the entire paper, that's not the malach of moichik. It's the same thing by stir. Stir is when you break something. But when you make it not here in the world at all, that's not called stir. It just bothers me to go.
Afterwards, you have ground that you now could rebuild them. That's the truth he's saying, because it's not gotten.
You did something. Something remains from what you did.
Because it's a piece of real estate.
Right. Because to me, it's just like being like a vilde chiddush for a smech to go say, that's not steer. A person knocks down a house in order to build up a new house, that's the malach of the rice. So over here, I wanted to build something here, so I burn it to the ground, now I could go build a house. That's not steer. I mean, if he doesn't even bring a right, he just says a mesvar. That's why I don't think the Smech is saying Mesvar, that's not steer. I think he's saying
that's
special. Yeah, that's sugar, but he's we're getting to that. We get that next, right? But I think his main svar is Dafka on Steer's Kalim. But like, okay, so let's go back. The, The Sameach does bring a raya from, right, he brings a raya from the halacha of Shiris Esmon Pesach. He says, we find the Torah asks it to break the bones of a Korban Pesach. It's allowed in the Torah, you're not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach. But the Gemara does say you're not allowed to burn the bones. If you want to hold the bone over fire and burn the bone to get the marrow out, that you're not allowed to do. In fact, the Sameach, why? This is half the Gekashim. Everybody knows this Gemara for Dava Poshet, that you're not allowed to break the bones, but you're not allowed to burn the bones. In fact, the Sameach, why talking? What's the difference if you break the bones with a die, and what's the difference if you break the bones with a fire? If you're being sorry, if you're also breaking the bone, what's the chilek? So the Sameach, this svara. Shvira is when you break something and the pieces remain. But when you burn something and it's not here at all, that's not shvira. That's not called shvira. And that's the svara also. When you break something, that's called stir. But when you burn something, it's not here at all, that's not called stir. The same thing with mechika. He was saying mechika is when you erase something, the paper remains. But when you burn it, the whole thing's not here, that's not called mechika. Then he wants to say a bigger chiddush even. There's a lot in the Torah.
If to you burn letters on a piece of wood, you have wood letters on it. You burn off the letters. The wood still there,
That will be mechik. I think his svar is because when the whole thing is gone, right? Then he wants to say bigger chiddush on the lav in the Torah. Tolus mum bekotchim. There's lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to be matul mum. Make a mum in kotchim. So the Meis Simcha must say a chiddush. If you kill the behemah, you're not over the slav. Because the lav is to make a mum in kotchim, but to kill the behemah is not here. Even though maybe the dead body's here, but it's called the negei mum. It's considered the behemah is not here anymore. That would not be the lav. It's a big chiddush. Making a mum that you kill it, you know, without shechita. No,
it's killing it even without shechita.
Right, that's what he means, right?
So in order to kill it, aren't you making a mum without
shechita?
Yeah, the basachas. The basachas, in one shot.
So aren't you over on the moment before you kill it?
You mean the moment before death?
Yeah.
I guess it's all called one maisa. It's all called, you look at it as one maisa. Called one maisa misa. It's not
called. So maisa.
Techadiriba, maybe it's techadiriba even. It's all one maisa.
No, it's because on that maisa you can't be high. Right. On that
mice,
it's a
mice harig, it's not a mice. Right, that's his chiddush. And the Sameach is a kashan himself in Yishami. He brings down Yishami that says that when you makdir imurim on the Mizbeach, imurim that you're supposed to be makdir Mitzoy Shabbos, if you makdir, you burn the imurim on the Mizbeach on Shabbos, you have Mishim Bishel. So, in fact, the Sameach over there also, you're burning the imurim entirely, the imurim is not here. Why would that be called Bishel? Bishel in Chor should be when you mavash something and it remains. According to his svara, that should not be bishul. So the Sameach says, if you look in the Yishami, it's the kitzel, the Noshin Yishami is a little hard to read, but he says you could teach in the Yishami itself is asking this kasha. Why is that bishul? Here it doesn't exist at all. And the Yishami answers, because you need it to be nechal. You need it to be completely consumed. Because the halacha is, if you mak the imurim on the Yishami says, if you mak the imurim and you do just sliya, you just roast the imurim on the mizbeach, that's not reach nechayach. That's not the mitzvah of Hekdei Imurim. Hekdei Imurim needs to be completely destroyed. So since the mitzvah is to completely destroy the Imurim, is a mingla, that's called Bishul. Okay, the Teres Yishami is a little bit hard to understand, but Akaponim, this is the Sameach Svar, that Moichik and Tzaisa is not when you burn it. It has to be that you Moichik the words from the paper, or you, I think that's the Svar, that the Gedah Moichik is that you Moichik the words from the paper, not when you destroy the whole paper.
One second.
I don't think so. I think it means.
That's what it
reads here. It says,
on the Mizbeach.
Okay.
So you see that a chelik is the first part. So you have to do the tzli also, even though afterwards it's going to.
There's no halacha to do tzli before you put on the Mizbeach.
No, it says, if let's say you did it all from the Mizbeach, you were sold.
That's Ein Zerech Nechayach.
Ein Zerech Nechayach. So Zaraya. That when you put it on, you also have to have involved bishul. Any time it's going to later on get burnt more, but that's not what you're doing. You have to do first the tzli. He says the yevorim should solon vehelam al gavis beach in the mishmeriach l'chayim. It's much first you.
It's certainly is nech al gavis beach. So the tzliya that happened first on the mizbeach. You mean that's part of the mitzvah? Oh, maybe you're right. That's what Yishami said. Okay, very good. So Yishami says that's the chiv bishul beyond the tzliya that happened before the ichel.
Because you need that for
echel. Oh, very good. I think you're right. That's what he's saying. Very good. Okay. But upon him, this is the Sameach Svar. That's what mechika is. that they have to. And I think the real Makkah, he really says like a Svar Pshuta, that Mechika is not what you start. I think he's learning it out from Melechus HaMishkan. Because in the Melechus HaMishkan, that's the way Mechika was done. They were Mechik Amnas Lichtoiv, they were Mechik the letters from the paper, they didn't destroy the whole paper. That's the Gedim of Mechika. In Shang Shus Mashag from Shimon Greenfield, who was one of the Gedolim Meir Hero in Ungarn, he was telling you before that the Svarim are very Lomdish, and people look at the Svarim, they would think it's a Litvish Sefer. If you go to the Navis Chuvis, you'll see it goes more in the Derech of Litta than Ungarn. In Chelik Bey, Sunim and Malach, he says a similar Svar to Rasamech, but he says a little bit different. He wants to say it like this. He wants to say that the Malacha Mechika is not so much erasing the letters. The Ikka Malacha Mechika is Tikkun Haniyah, preparing the paper. That's the Ikka Malacha of Mechika. And he brings a Merdig Raya to it. He brings a Raya. The Gemara says, Dafayin Hey, that the Shiv of Ksiva and the Shiv of Mechika is Shtei Oisis. To be Chayav a Kosev, you have to write to it, and Mechika of these two Oisis also. But the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a Raya, Kosev Oisachas Gedon Kishnayim Potter. If you write one letter as big as two letters, you Potter. That's not called two letters. Just because it's big, the Shiv of two letters, that's not enough. You have to, you're not Chayav. Aber Mechika Oisachas Gedon Kishnayim is Chayav. But if you moichik one letter, that's the size of two letters, you will be chayiv. So effect the mashag, what's the difference? If the shear is two oisius, and that's why, if you write a big letter, you're not chayiv, because the shear is two oisius, so why should moichik be different? Moichik also, if you want moichik two letters, what's the difference if it's oisachas gedolim kishnayim? But, okay, so he wants to say that that's the whole Gedel Malacha. The whole Gedel Malacha is not so much the erasing the letters. The Gedel Malacha is the tikkun and the yap, preparing the paper to have a place to write.
It's a kiddush, because according to him, if you take it and you just color it black.
Very good. He says the next. We're going to get that. He says, he brings another riot. This one's going to order of his riots. He brings another riot to, because there's a tesefta, which the Rambam, it's not in Gemara, but there's a tesefta. The Rambam brings down Lalacha, Pergidal, Hal Shabbos, the Shukmach brings down also, and Erechayim, Simen Shin Mem. The Benof L'Shaiva Al Pinkas, if some wax falls on a paper, and that wax is on a place where you can write two letters, and you scrape off the wax, Yechayim Mishum Moichik. So everybody asks on this tesefta, which Rambam brings down, why would you be chayiv for scraping off the wax? You're not erasing any letters. So someone learned that is talking about that underneath the wax there was two letters written, and when you scrape off the wax, you reveal those two letters on the bottom, and you chayiv mishum kosev, not because of moichik, chayiv mishum kosev. But the Mashag is on that, it's not mistaba, because why would that be kosev? I'm not writing two letters, I'm just revealing it. If I open up a book and now we see the oisius, that's called kosev, rather not. Just because you're revealing it, he doesn't like that shot. Some want to be goyis in the Tesefta and even the Rambam, that it doesn't mean chay mishum meichik, it means chay mishum memachik. One of the malachas of Shabbos is to smooth, so when you scrape off the wax, chay mishum memachik. But the Mashag doesn't like that either. He says, why should this be memachik? You're not really smoothing anything, you're scraping it off. And Tzveitens, he said, why is that memachik b'chal? You're not really smoothing anything, you're just scratching off the wax. But Mashag wants to say, the way he's learning, another kash is, this is a brisk of Adosa, he says, the Rambam puts this halacha in the middle of Hilchas Mechika. In the middle of Hilchas Mechika, the Rambam writes, if you scrape off wax, and there's a shear of two oisi, it's yichayev. It's mashmi yichayev mishum moichik, because the Rambam puts it in the middle of Hilchas Mechika. So Mashag says, the way he's learning is very good. If the malacha of moichik could be erasing oisi, we would have a kasha. You're not erasing any oisi over here. What's wrong with being moichik the wax? But if you learn the malach of moichik is not erasing the oisius, the malach is the tikkun haksav, it's the tikkun of the paper, fixing the paper, then you can understand a little bit over here, I'm fixing the paper, I'm making the paper able to be writable, to write on it, even by wax to pass. And his third ray is, and this is the Moedig HaChirishek, Yitzi started to say, he said, we don't find anywhere in Shas and Teseft and the Rambam anywhere that if you pour ink on oisius, yichayim mishum moichik. What we all think is called erasing, what do we think of erasing? Take a pen and cross it out. He says, you don't find anywhere that's called moichik. And he said, I'm maybe going to say, you know why? Because you're never going to have moichik deraisa with that. Because when you cross out, it's not moichik amanas lichtoiv. When you cross out, you also can't write on the paper. When you had letters written on the paper before, you couldn't write on it. It was already used, the paper. And now when you cross it out, you still can't write. So maybe you'll say, that could be sad. Well, I guess it goes together one with it does. I'm getting the chaf.
The chaf.
Yeah, but maybe that's a mechika with a ksiva right away. Now, actually, he's asking.
What's the difference? He's saying it's mechika on the first ksav.
Now, he actually asked that in lechayr it'll be. You're not being misakin anything, being makalkal. Whenever you cross it out, it's more of a kilkul than a tikkun. But he asked Akasha, there is one case where it's a tikkun. A case where crossing out with ink would be a tikkun is if you have extra letters in the Sefer Torah. If you have a Sefer Torah with extra letters, Sefer Torah is possible. You can't have extra letters in the middle of a Sefer Torah, that would be possible. If you cross it out, it would become kosher. If you would have a blotch of ink in a Sefer Torah, that's not possible. Maybe it's felt in the hid of a Sefer Torah. But just because you have blotches, if a Sefer made a mistake and he just crosses it out, that would be a kosher Sefer Torah. It would look funny to have a Sefer Torah full of cross outs, but that would be kosher. It would not be mehuda, but that would be kosher. So he says, if you have a Sefer Torah with extra letters, Sefer could fix it by just crossing it out. So that should be a case of meichik. How come we don't find anywhere that would be meichik? Zakta Mashag, according to what he's saying, is very good. He says, Moichik is not the malacha of erasing the letters. Moichik is tikkun haniyah, it's fixing the paper or the cloth. And you don't have that with crossing out. So, Moichik de Gachidish, according to Mashag, if you had someone on kids, someone would take a pen and start crossing out, that would not be Moichik, because you're not being Masak in the niyah. You're not being Masak in the niyah. So, basically, this is his svara that. It's a little different than the Asamech, I think. The Asamech's svara was that the moch of moichik has to be erasing the letters from the paper, not destroying the whole paper. But it has to be erasing. But the Mashag says a little different. The moch of moichik.
The Asamech says
we're getting
everything in the world.
He says, but on Soy's also, on other moch, he says, yes, it's Soy. But the Mashag is saying a svara on Mechika, that the gather of Mechika is not the erasing the letters. The gather of Mechika is preparing the paper. And Israel is from Mochak Isachas, Leon Kishnayim, is already Chayyid. Because that's already preparing the paper to write the Shir Shtei Yosef.
This would be where you erase it and it's not, you still write on top of it, on the place.
That'll be.
That's the difference
between the. And the Mashag and the Smech, very good, right. But it'll come out according to both of them, according to the Mashag and the Smech, the shining of cigarettes will be Mutta. When a person smokes and he burns the paper, according to the Sameach, that would not be Mechika because you're burning the whole words. You're not erasing the words from the paper. According to the Mashag, you're not being Mesak in any paper. You're burning the whole thing. But in Shayim Shuvah Sibi Yoyma, let's see if I remember where it was. I think it was Chelak Hei. Chelak Hei Simal Amates. He asks on both the Mashag and the Sameach from this Pima Godim. The Pima Godim says that when you rip letters, you chay mishim moichik. So like this Pima Godim would be not like the Asamech and not like the Mashag, because according to the Asamech, when you rip letters, you're not erasing the letters from the paper, you're destroying the whole paper. Same thing. And according to the Mashag, that the Moloch is being Masak in the paper, you're not Masak in the paper either. You're ruining the paper the same way you ruined the Asias. So this Pima Godim would be right, not like the Mashag and not like the Asamech, and the Kis Shechnach for sure would be right, not like them. Kis Shechnach says that when you burn paper, it is Moichik. According to the Asamech, you could. According to Mashag, you could. Yeah. But he's saying the Pima Godim says Beferi that you cannot, that you're not allowed to. You want to say, well, the guy's going to say the Ben Agayah Soysa, so you take his Svar of Soysa, will take off.
What Asamech is saying is against the Goyz Mamin. It's a Goyz Mamin.
Okay. And that will shut up the Svar of Moichik also. Okay. But the Mashag Svar would not be Nista from the Hagoyz Mamin. The Mashag is not again. The Hagoyz Mamin is said it by Steered. I think that anyone that when they smoke, I think they're careful that they don't get involved with the Shayang. I think they stop before they get to the letters. They stop. They put it down, and even though it burns a little more, but if you stop inhaling,
we used to cross out before Shabbos.
Cross out before.
Because it was the Parliament was the only one that
had it long.
The ones have like merit to marble. They
right. But they think people. Okay, whatever. I think we're machmir. There's a little more to it. Okay, the Shoyl had his own hetta for this shayla of erasing, and he slugs it out the Mashag. We're going to go through it, and I was going to say already, as we started this Mashag, there's two other shaylas in the Mashag, but maybe you could see it inside. It's not much time now. It's good.